It's your man Josie Mo, a.k.a. Joe Murder. And every time I'm online, I gotta check out nappyafro.com for hip-hop reviews and more. Get at me.
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned in to the illest podcast for the dopest website in the world. This is the Frocast, episode 117. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Reisenberg, and I'm sitting there with my homie, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. King Germ, a.k.a. King Germ, a.k.a. King Germ. I'm here.
What's going on, Dylon?
I needed one more. Yeah, exactly. I'm all right, Saul Wright, man. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm still fighting this cold, man, so, you know, I'm glad I got the show with y'all, because y'all can carry it. We got GQ Blue on here as well. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hang on while I put the pinky ring on real quick.
I'm spraying Lysol and shit.
I'm saying, it's that bad one. Mm. All
right, the pinky ring is on. It's GQ Blue, a.k.a. Pocket Square Kang, a.k.a. Young Boys Kojo, a.k.a. Ferragamo Guevara, a.k.a. the Black Tyrion Lannister, a.k.a. the Black Tywin Lannister, R.I.P., a.k.a. the Black Manu Ginobili. What's up?
Manu. So I guess we got to go ahead and get that shit out the way now, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about, Saul Wright, really.
Go ahead, let this man have his moment, man. You know, if haters have rejoiced, it's like hater Christmas around.
I mean, can I say something, Saul Wright?
Let him have his moment first, bro. Let him have
Who? GQ Blue?
Yeah, man, let him have
What moment? I'm the Black Manu Ginobili. I can't be the Black Manu Ginobili. I thought that was kind of slick.
He was Dennis Rodman yesterday. Just go ahead, man. Just had his moment. LeBron didn't win. The motherfucking angels are rejoicing. The heavens have parted upon you, motherfuckers. Go ahead, man. Have your moment, bro.
All I'm going to say is the pinky ring purveyor peace, man. You know, I just wish that man the best, and hopefully everybody can do right and eye back in and try to make that thing work. So I'm going to say,
motherfucking
man.
Motherfucking lie. You don't mean none of that shit, nigga.
Hey, that's that politician voice. You like that? You like that,
nigga, though? After the Spurs won that game, it was like America nutted. I heard haters from all over. Oh, it was so many Spurs fans. Jesus Christ, man.
Now, if you saw my tweets during the whole entire finals, I was completely ejected. I gave LeBron props. I called the Spurs out when they started trying to jump shoot instead of getting those easy inside buckets. Like, I was completely fair.
I feel like you tweeted all that shit after you said, fuck you, LeBron, and then you typed something objective.
Can I please say something?
Jump in, bro.
All right, man. Listen, man. America. Look. Okay, y'all are so excited, but you know what you're excited about? We have the most swagless NBA champions since the fucking Pistons of 04. You know what I'm saying? Like, this team has no swag. I want my NBA champions to have swag. I want us to be like, you know what? These are NBA champions. With LeBron and them, we had niggas doing the fucking Harlem Shake videos, nigga. We had firecrackers, confetti videos. You know, shades, South Beach. Motherfucker, like, this is the NBA champions, you know, so that shit was fucking awesome. With these niggas, we got fucking Patty Mills. This motherfucker's an aborigine, y'all. I didn't even know these this nigga is an aborigine.
Come on, Jerry.
Look it up. This nigga's an aborigine, dog. Come on. No swag. He's an aborigine. I mean, he's fucking Neanderthal.
Wait a minute. You got Tony Parker.
Then you got a nigga named Kawhi Leonard who got straight back cornrows with no edge up. That's how whack can you be? Like, come on. And Duncan, who is the most swagless nigga alive? Like, that nigga has no swag. You know what I'm saying? Denny fucking Green, loser. Good story on Denny Green. Who else, man? It's a lot of bums on that team. There's no swag.
Tiago Splitter.
Exactly. Look at this guy. Look at him, man. Look at this guy. Yeah. I said they went home safe family after the game. Nothing but high fives and hugs in the locker room. There was no champagne. Like, man, come on, man. Adam Silver. I mean, look, that commissioner, he looked like, the commissioner like a dork. He gave it to a dork team for the first time he passed a trophy. Man, come on, man. Then we would have had three in a row. Like, that would have been, man. Y'all have y'all Spurs. Every time the Spurs win, the league is boring. Like, sorry.
They didn't play boring, though.
They play excellent basketball.
You got Tony Parker, who has like a gold-selling mixtape out.
He's French.
Yeah, he got French swag. He that dude was smashing Eva Longoria.
That's man. Amazing. She's not the only one. Come on, man.
Well, I think Easy hit that last week.
I mean, exactly. Just all right, Ben hit that, man. It's all right, hit that before he got married, man. Like,
might have been
on,
right
man.
Before I start coughing like I am right now.
Hey.
Oh, I'm just saying. I don't
it's
know
all right, it is out there saying that. But it's all right. You in the championship city, man. How you feel, man?
I told you, man. I have never seen this many Spurs fans. And I'm in Texas. And most of y'all niggas is on Twitter. The Spurs fans do not travel well. San Antonio is probably a whole other ball game, but here, nigga, the only people I heard mention the Spurs was happy because I'm a Heat fan. Like, yeah, what about the Spurs? Nigga, where your team at? How? Your team been out since week two.
Laughing at y'all still. But anyway.
Damn.
How far is Austin from San Antonio?
It's about an hour, hour and 10 minutes.
Okay. I feel like everywhere in Texas is like 5 hours apart from each other. That's the way Q explained it to me.
In Austin, yeah. So the way we're placed, Dallas is 3 hours, Houston is 3 hours, San Antonio is like an hour and 10, hour and a half. But now the same thing, though. Dallas and Houston are about 3 hours apart. And Dallas and San Antonio, Houston and San Antonio are still about 3 hours apart. So it's weird.
And speaking of Dallas, is Dallas hood? Because for some reason, when I think of Dallas, I think of Cowboys, and I think of like...
What? Yes, Dallas is hood. Boy, Dallas-Fort Worth area, man, come on. You get
when I think of Dallas, man, I just think of like old, like blonde white women, like 80s-looking white women and shit in the Cowboys.
That's like saying when you think of Miami, you think of South Beach until you see the real Miami. Like, Miami's a shithole. Like, people, don't get it. But yeah, yes, Dallas is hood, man, of course.
Yeah, I went to Dallas, and it's kind of like, inside the city, it's looked like any city in the fucking country. Raggedy-ass highway, big-ass buildings and shit like that. Just outside the city, you feel like you're in the country. So when I visited Dallas, I wasn't impressed. When I visited Houston, I wasn't impressed.
Really? Because everybody tells me Houston is the shit. Everybody tells me Houston's the best place in the world.
I've been to Houston twice for very short visits, so I don't know. I visited the Houston Galleria and everything else was hood for Houston. So I don't fuck around down there, man. I can't tell you. But what I can tell you is fuck you new ass Spurs fans. I know that shit. I hate y'all. I hate y'all, man. I think we need to also discuss the term bandwagon fan. Like, if you're a bandwagon fan, that means you came after success, right? Isn't that how the term actually works?
Yes. You jumped on the wagon when they started being good.
Or right. Perceived success, because some people jump on the bandwagon before when they think it's about to win. So,
but you're not. That's still not a bandwagon. Like you jumped, but you ain't won shit. So, I don't know how you're on the bandwagon. So I don't know. I don't know. All I'm saying is that hey, it's about time for y'all to lay off the Heat fans. Whenever the fuck we started, all you niggas that say, "Nigga, I'm a Bulls fan. You're a Bulls fan because of Jordan. Give me one player that played there before Jordan." I'm a Lakers fan.
I can't. Let me think of one. What's my boy name? Fucking Jerry. What's his name? The coach of the Jazz. What's his name?
Jerry Sloan.
Jerry Sloan. George Gervin played for the Bulls. Let me think.
But you're only 22.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, so I know my history.
His brother told him that. So all right.
I know my history. Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha.
Lakers fans, you know, y'all probably came with Magic. You know what I'm saying? There's certain teams. All
that's,
you
that's a lot
fans,
easier. That's a lot. I mean, we can go Lakers all day. But.
Yeah, they got a more storied history. But yeah. I think that my point I'm trying to make is that you became a fan of a team at some point.
Thunder fans. Anybody that's a Thunder fan, you're a bandwagon.
I give them a little slack.
If you like the Seahawks, then you're not from Seattle, you're a bandwagon.
That's a definite. That's a definite.
Chicks are the worst offenders of being bandwagon jumpers. Chicks. That's why I don't argue sports with chicks. Some chicks. Now, don't get it wrong, ladies. Cause some of y'all know y'all shit. So don't. If me and you have had a dialogue about sports, then, you know, don't let it just ain't about you. But some of y'all girls that, you know, like the fucking Celtics 1 year, then you was a Heat fan and, you know, shit like that. Or
I feel like any woman who tells me they like basketball, they're a Boston fan.
I had to low-key check my niece on that shit, too. Because she put up some hater-ass shit about the Heat. And then she said some go Spurs. I was like, wait a minute. When did you become a Spurs fan? I thought you was a Celtics fan. Like, I remember because you told me you wanted 3 of their jerseys. Nah, I mean, I like the Clippers. I said, when the fuck did that happen?
Yeah.
How the fuck you got three teams that quick?
Yeah. Like, girls be like, oh, I owe the Saints. Like, you only like the Saints because they won the Super Bowl. Like, nobody outside of New Orleans is a Saints fan. Like, if you ain't from New Orleans, you don't like the Saints. Like, there would be no reason for you to like the Saints until they won the Super Bowl. Then you got Saints fans. And, you know, it's crazy. Patriot fans. Bandwagon.
Right,
all
right.
My life. Well,
I didn't know
my
any
life,
Patriots
my brother
fans
told me
had that, them ugly jerseys.
Thank you. My brother used to tell me about these Patriot jerseys that with the red, with the guy hiking the ball
oh
on the side.
Oh, my God. That shit
he was just
atrocious.
Like... Exactly. So any Patriot fans, bandwagon. I'm gonna be honest. If you're not from Boston, you're a Patriot fan, you're a bandwagon fan. Just so I'm good at. You're not from the New England area.
I'm with you. And of course I'm saying it because the Heat lost to you motherfuckers came out the woodwork.
Yes. I mean what do y'all want, man? Y'all should have been with LeBron winning three. Still, listen, LeBron's still gonna be the greatest player when it's all said and done. Even losing.
Really? Fights. Really?
Listen, man. Still, Larry Bird lost motherfucking finals. Magic lost fucking finals. Goddamn, Jerry West lost fucking finals. Niggas Lord lost finals. It. Nigga, I'm playing. How can you? I'm losing, but I'm winning. So LeBron done lost what? Three finals?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So he 2-3 in the finals.
You know, he Kobe's, he got that shit tattooed
Kobe's,
on his wrist.
Kobe's 5-2.
Kobe's 5-2.
Ain't Magic like 4-5 or some shit?
5-4.
God damn. That's four losses right there.
Jerry West, what's the nigga that's the NBA logo, what's his record in the finals?
Come on, Jesse.
He probably like 1-9 or some shit like that. Whoever.
I actually got distracted by Germ's rib post on Facebook. I was reading that shit. I don't know. I never heard people boiling ribs. That sounds gross. But my bad, we'll get to that later. Go ahead.
I guess our whole point is that, you know, niggas get to the
yes, man. If nothing wrong with that, man. Jordan never lost in the finals. Okay, people, listen. Jordan's support team was better than LeBron's support cast. Just let's be honest. Pippen, B.J. Armstrong, John Paxson, Steve Kerr, Cliff
Tony
Levinson,
Coach Rodman,
Tony Kukoc, Rodman, Ron Harper, Luke Longley, all these niggas knew they fucking role and they play their role. They ain't try to do nothing else. These niggas with LeBron, them niggas just happy to be with LeBron. And it's like D-Wade just like, oh, he just gave up on life. And, you know, this nigga just like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? This nigga just,
when he missed that oop, that was probably the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, it's just like Dwayne Wade just gave up on everything and then gonna ask for a max deal after you play like this. Niggas, crazy.
Hey, but real talk. If you could get $20 million next year, would you take it?
I wouldn't even ask for $20 million knowing how I just fucking played. We could have had
But no, that's your money though. Like if I took my knees to the core for y'all for this team for 10 seasons,
I'm not paying you for what you did for 10 seasons. I'm paying you from this point on forward.
But it's not in hands. The contract is the way the contract's set. Now, if it's different if he didn't have a set contract and he was trying to sign a max deal, but he's already guaranteed $20 million.
If I'm on this team, if I'm LeBron or I'm Bosh, and I'm looking at this deal and Wade says, yo, I want my 20 regardless. I'm re-upping. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm like,
there's
well, all
right,
no man,
way
out,
you're gonna
man.
Get $20 million for playing 40 games.
Yeah,
and I mean that's legit. I think you could be legit. Like, hey, I'm leaving because you ain't worried about winning. But at the same time, if I'm Dwayne Wade, well, I got 3 rings. I'm at the end of my career. Nobody's gonna pay me this much money. My legacy is set. Just give me my $40 million for these next 2 years. I can quit. If he does that, yeah, he don't care about winning. He's care about himself. But I think at the same time, he has the right to be selfish and be like, hey, I worked this hard for this long. I deserve it.
I don't feel like his legacy is set yet. I think he's actually damaging his legacy with the last 2 seasons. Yeah. And if he does another 2 seasons like he just had, this nigga's just another point guard.
But with 3 rings, though?
He just another point guard with 3 rings.
Shit, Robert Ory got 2 rings. I mean,
Robert Ory is another forward. What, 7?
7. Robert Ory got more rings than Jorn.
He just another forward. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're doing damage to your legacy the way he's been playing. 30 games, and you didn't show up in the playoffs.
But even still, like none of them cats had the first 8 seasons that Dwayne had. So I mean,
what did he do? That was so special.
Not imagine the last 4 either. You know what I mean? Like, if that's the way you go out, none of them had the last 4. That nigga should quietly take 10 which I think is generous. Come off the bench. Let the motherfuckers, let LeBron make the money. Bosh, you take a cut. Let's get a team here. And let's try and win.
So it's all right. You said you turning down $40 million in 2 years.
Yes, I'm not turning down $40. But I'm not Dwayne Wade.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah. You done made $100-some million, though, Blue. Come on, man. You got $100 million.
Yeah, so did Antoine Walker. See where that nigga's at?
But see, but I ain't Antoine Walker, though. I got set up where I'm
straight.
Are
we sure?
Dwayne Wade, straight, dog.
I can play with LeBron, best player to play in the league. I can get us another ring or two. If I take a little pay cut, I'm fucking Gabrielle Union. I'm playing half a season. Right now, it's easy going. And I can come off the bench. Hey, this is easy money, man.
What else are we gonna do? I'm with y'all. If he messes around, they screwed. And Miami ain't gonna win it. They're not gonna be a top contender. I agree wholeheartedly. All I'm saying is, I think that man deserves to say, hey, I want $40 million. That's all I'm saying.
Based on what?
Because who's turning down $40 million?
It's somebody who wants to win, man.
I've won enough. I don't have to worry about trying to be the best of all time. I know I'm a top 20 player with 3 rings. And I can make $40 million in 2 years.
You're a top 20 player right now. If you have another 2 seasons where you play half a season and fail in the finals or playoffs, you're not a top 20 player.
Dude, if I have 3 rings, I could be the star of my team and just make 20 points. I got that. There's no pressure on me. I can go out in the first, second round. Nobody cares.
Hey, that nigga Pete Rose, one of the best hitters to ever play baseball. He never gets mentioned. You can fuck up your legacy, bro. Ooh. And that nigga playing like shit right now. Fuck Dwayne
Wade. Playing like shit with 15 points. Was he an all-star? But he had a star game. Look, was he all-star? No.
I completely remove all-star from any arguments. The fans vote that shit in.
Yeah, they voted Yao Ming and he didn't even play.
Yeah. they
Kobe
used
Bryant, all-star. Kobe Bryant was
okay, put it like this.
Kobe Bryant was the starter
last year. did he suck or did he play below expectation?
He sucked.
I mean, that shit looked like his body language. He quit. Like
that man quit.
Like
he played no defense. He wasn't there on offense. That nigga sucked. He sucked, dog. You got outplayed by Patty Mills. You sucked.
Patty fucking Mills. an aborigine played better basketball than you, son.
What's your problem with aborigines, bro?
Come on, dog.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't need them coming up and doing a protest. The Redskins already lost their patent today.
Hey, man. Hey, speaking of the Redskins, I know Saul Wright loves this, as he calls them, the Redskins.
Fuck the Redskins, man. Shit.
I mean, you know, I'm be honest. The two Huey and the Black Panthers on staff here in Nappy Afro.
Bobby.
Bobby and Huey over here. They done fucking changed my motherfucking thoughts on this whole Redskin thing. Made me feel bad about the plight of the Native Americans. And, you know,
hey, man,
I do want to apologize for that.
Nah, man, I feel like Redskin is same argument. The way they fight for this is the same way white folks fight to say nigga. Why do you want to hold on to something so bad that people don't want?
This nigga said, it's making me a whole bunch of money, man. He said, fuck all what you heard.
The Redskins' home games have been sold out damn near since the Redskins have been there.
Exactly.
It's not going to change because you changed the name for Redskins.
I mean, okay, so let's say you got a great product, right? So, right, you got your Interfit, your fit, was it? Is it Into Fitness? Is that it?
That's the one my partner, but you know, we
got
Lift Heavy. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that one.
Hey, man, I got many. I'm diversified, man. But Lift
Heavy.
Exactly.
So, Lift Heavy shirts. You got Lift Heavy shirts. Your motherfucking, your fan base, you know what I'm saying? They loving what you got. This is what you. So, somebody say, hey, I don't like your product, whatever. But this is what makes you money. Then you talk to your base, and your base is like, hey, we cool with it. What you going to do then? You going to change it even though your base is not upset about it? But everybody else is, but your base cool with it.
If it's just because people just don't like it, that's one thing. If I'm offending people, it's something else. Like if my clothing company was called Nigga Rich, and black folks are like, dog, I can't get with this Nigga Rich shit. This has got to change. I'd be like, all right, we got to change
it. But white people buying it, though. Let's just say but black people are like, hey, man, I don't like it. But white people buying this, you can't keep this shit. You can't keep it on the shelf. What you going to do?
He basically be like bamboozled.
Mm-hmm.
I got to change it, man.
Oh, you gonna change it?
Yeah, man.
Even though it's flying out, you making money. You just like,
Got to change.
Can't keep these shirts on the ship.
Wow.
I mean,
y'all some real niggas, man. That's right.
Don't forget, Star Wright is the starting defensive end for the Bohemian Incense Burner. So.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? So I got to do what I got to do. If the Bohemians come back and say, yo, we don't really like that name, then we'll just be the Incense Burners. And I just have to rock with it. You know what I'm saying? I'll take out the dashiki jersey and go with maybe Paisley or something like that. I might change it up. I just got to do what I got to do. But you can't, man, look, don't keep running with this Redskin shit. It's time for that shit to go. Let it go, man. Now, they're saying they're going to appeal this.
Yep.
And that's apparently what they did before. All this means right now is that I'm finna go make a lot of shit with the Redskins logo on it real quick so I can make some money, since all of that shit will be official merchandise. And then when they shut it down, I should already win. That's all I'm gonna do. So there will be Redskins toilets, Redskins condoms. I'm gonna put that shit everywhere. Redskins toilet paper. It's gonna be everywhere. And then when they come back and say you can't use it, I'm gonna be like, all right, but I'm glad that this shit is going away. Get rid of it, man. What should their name be? If it's not gonna be the Redskins, because I mean,
Just be the Skins? Can they just be the Skins? Is that offensive? Is that offensive?
Yeah, because now what Skins? What are we talking about now? Why
the
is there
Skins?
A Skins.
We're just the Skins. What if they have a dude?
What is
with
your
shirt
mascot?
A dude with no shirt on. You know what I'm saying? Like the Skins. I mean, what the fuck, man? I mean, that's like, it. Like, he's just a dude with no...
Dale's team now?
Nah, he just got, like, a fucking... He got, like, you know, football pants on, just no shirt. You know what I'm saying? Just like,
like shirts and skins?
Yeah, shirts and skins. He's the Skins. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to need the team of our capital city to be a little bit better than that.
I mean...
They got to be better than that.
They think it'll be the Washington Warriors or something. I saw, you know...
I get all the Washington teams just be... The Senators or the Capitol or
that just sounds whack, man. Because you got
Redskins, the Redskins sounds better.
Actually, come on, let's be honest. The Redskins is the best name out of all the Washington teams. The Nationals.
I think Nationals is perfect. I think Nationals.
I mean, but it's whack. Redskins, that shit is dope. And then like I'm teetering. I'm on the fence again. I'm on the fence.
It's only dope because you've heard it for like 80 years. It's the only reason because it has clout because it's been around for so long.
Yeah, and it's like something you recognize.
I don't understand. Well, never mind. I know.
Are they at the Red Man Tobacco Company? Are they after him? I mean, come on. I mean, why Red Man the Rapper ain't been asked to change his name? No Indians, no Native Americans. You know, thought his name was offensive. I mean, he's Red Man. Like, come on. Why? I don't see the petition to get his fucking name changed.
Last time I checked, I'm starting the fucking Red petition. Man, come on, I haven't seen him have a CD with an Indian on the front. In red,
but he calls himself Red Man.
And you think that it's because of some Native American tie-in?
The red skin, yes. Because the Native American, yes.
That's why Red Man is called Red Man.
That's why his name. So Red Man should be. Somebody should go after him.
We need to get him on the show to verify.
Have you seen his house? I don't think they're gonna get much.
I think that was all a joke.
That was the best Cribs episode ever, though, my nigga.
Yeah.
Fantastic, dog.
What do you say? Yeah, my doorbell don't work. You just gotta rub these wires together.
You gotta rub these wires together, man. That was the best shit ever, man. But am I alone here? I mean, I know you with me, GQ. Germ didn't apparently flip-flopped
off. You auto-tuning on me, bro.
Are we good?
You good now.
Okay. I said, are you with me here? Or you know, is... Because Germ already done left. He done flip-flopped. He done went to the other side.
I mean, as the Pinky Ring Purveyor piece, man, I have to be on the side of the people, man. And the people say that it ain't right, man. So, I mean, it's not, like I said, like, did y'all see the commercial they put during the finals?
I didn't see it. I know it's all over the internet, so all I got to do is watch that bitch.
So, it's like 2 minutes, and it's like Seminoles, you know, Cherokee, all those. These are strong Native American names. Redskins not one of them. And, I mean, that shit was dope, and it was concise to the point. It's like, yeah, that shit's cool. You can honor our heritage and use the name, but don't call us a Redskin. You know, so I'm with it. You know, change the name.
We got to go back to basketball real quick. The free agency situation. We kind of talked about it with Miami. But the names of these other free agents that are on this list. What's going on? You good?
I didn't hear a word you just said. All I heard was something on this list.
Jerm, did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard everything you said. It's all right.
You got Thought Wireless going over there, bro.
Who, me?
Nah, GQ.
Oh, I'm about to say.
Everything's all tuned from my end.
Of course.
Hey, I'm not on Thought Wireless tonight.
I don't know. I can't tell, bro.
Now everything is clear. Now everything is clear. I can hear everything. Perfect.
So, some of the other names that are potential free agents or definite free agents: Ray Allen, Birdman, Carmelo Anthony. Mm. Here's a good name: Joel Anthony, Trevor Ariza, Bargnani. That motherfucker from the Knicks that apparently is good, but I don't know what the fuck.
Hey, also, man.
He doesn't play defense. I know that because they said there's no D in Bargnani or whatever. That's a joke.
Can we have a moment of silence for Greg Oldman?
Nah, fuck that, man. He got paid. He finally made it through
the season. That dude probably going to get that championship. He was swagging it out, man. And they won Eastern Conference Finals, and they still didn't get it.
He was brought there for the reasoning of, just for that reasoning. Did he play at all? Like, I just don't understand.
Very little. Spoelstra's the worst coach in the league. I'll talk about that in some other show.
I mean,
Michael Beasley, Chauncey Billups, DeJuan Blair, Steve Blake, Andre Blatch, Chris Bosh. Who else we got on this?
LeBron James,
Caron Butler, Rasul Butler,
Dwayne Wade, Kevin Love.
Yeah, Kevin Love, goddamn.
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Glenn, what? I ain't going to say that name. Luol Deng.
Wait, what?
Of course, D.L. Tim Duncan. We got a player option like he'd go anywhere else. Hey, Germ, your boy Jimmer Fredette.
Jimmer is a free agent already?
Free agent, bruh.
Oh, well, Jimmer been in the league 3 years? I mean, come on, man. Jimmer just went to the league like last year.
Jimmer Fredette is a free agent, bruh. Danny Fry, Paul Gasol, Rudy Gay, Drew Gooden, Ben Gordon.
Drew Gooden's still in the league? Damn.
Ben Gordon. We ain't heard that name in a while.
Drew Gooden played for the Wizards, right?
Drew Gooden, yeah. He played for the Wizards. Devin Harris, Jordan Hill in the famous Bynum trade. Chris Humphries. I thought he just signed a max deal or some shit. There's just some of the names. There's like 100
names. Isn't Brook Lopez a free agent this year, too?
Nah, Brook signed a massive contract. Wow. He ain't going nowhere. Emeka Okafor. Jermaine O'Neal. Dirk Nowitzki with his bitch ass. Nate Robinson. I don't know. He's still in the league. Your boy Lance Stevenson. Amari Stoudemire. This list goes on and on. These are just some of the names that are on that motherfucker, man. What do you think that these cats should be doing at this point in your career? Because some of these cats have been here for a while, except for maybe Jimmy for that. Are you going for the money or are you going for the rings?
It depends if I have a ring.
So if you have a ring, it's time to get money.
I mean, that's how I look. Well, let's put it like this. If I have two rings, because everybody can say the first ring was a fluke. So if I have two rings, then I don't think anybody on that list outside of Wade and Bosh have more than one. I mean, Dirk has one. And, you know, of course, Tim Duncan. He's not leaving. So nobody on that list has rings except for those four people.
And then the Heat players that we mentioned.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the role players. I'm surprised somebody said that Chris Anderson should get $8 million. if he signs somewhere else. I don't know who's paying 36-year-old former crackhead Chris Anderson $8 million, but hey.
That nigga didn't play in the finals either.
So he had like 5 points per game and like three rebounds.
Last year was a total opposite. He was a scoring machine, but anyway.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if I have two plus rings, I'm taking money. If I don't have a ring or just one ring, depending on where I'm at in my career, we gonna take the title. But at the same time, if I'm Dirk Nowitzki, you know, I'm looking at a team. We gave the Spurs 7 games. We might be able to get this going, and I can get some money by staying here. I might stay. But if I'm like a LeBron, if this team's not gonna do nothing, I'm leaving.
But where are you going? Everybody else is gonna be. You're gonna be part of a reconstruction somewhere. For the kind of money that you want, you're gonna be going to a losing team. Unless you take a cut. And if you're going to take a cut, you might as well stay where you're at.
So you see LeBron staying in Miami?
I think it really depends on Wade. If I'm LeBron, I'm not taking less than $20 million. I deserve 20 million. LeBron probably deserves. Look, I ain't gonna even go that far with it. I'm taking my 20 million.
If I'm LeBron, Wade can't take 20. I would take less money, but give me some ownership of the team. That's what I would say. Listen, man, I need stock options. You know,
Pat Riley.
Huh?
In Miami, you would.
Yeah, I would say, listen, give me less money and stock options. You know what I'm saying? I own a piece of the team.
I don't need all that in Miami. I know that I'm with Pat. I know we're going to figure something out.
Okay. But I need this is thinking down the road, man. LeBron, after the game, he owned 20% of the team. He done played for the team. And then he like, man, let's just think he played himself into like a 10%, 10, 15% ownership of the team, man. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I mean, that's dope. I mean, real talk, that'd be great. I mean, he just made, what, 30 million off that Beats deal or whatever?
He could probably do that and still play in Miami. He could probably get ownership of the Cavs and still play in Miami. I'm pretty sure that they could buy a portion of the Cavs and give that to LeBron while he plays for the Heat. I'm just saying. But I don't know, man. I'm weirded out by this shit. I want to see how this free agency stuff goes. Wade, I need you to not take $20 million. That's all I'm saying.
Like, don't do what Kobe did to the Lakers.
Please, don't do that shit. Kobe, so is Kobe justified, Jeremy? I know Kobe's your boy.
Is he justified for taking this much money? No, yeah. Kobe should have took it. He should have took it. There's no reason why he need to get paid $38 fucking million. Like, come on, man. Like, for real, $38 fucking million, like, whatever it is, it's like 30. It's a lot. It's a fucking lot.
I mean, 20 million is probably going to that damn German stem cell knee surgery shit. So, I mean, hey.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do if he ever wants to play again, right?
Exactly.
Because that motherfucker's broke all up. But, you know, much respect for the homie. So now we got basketball's done. We got another 80 days until football. 40-something if you count the preseason.
Well, let's say, whoa. Depending on what football you're talking about. College, yeah. I got like 70. I got 70 for mine.
But we only like, what, about 50-something days till football start?
Whoa.
It's like 40 for the preseason, I think.
When does college start?
That's what Jeremy said. He said it was 70.
About 70-something days, man.
Really? Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got that. I think hockey is officially over. I have no
Kings,
idea. But
the Kings won.
Okay, so the Kings did win. This is the second time in, what, 3 years? 4 years?
I think it's weird that a team in L.A. won a hockey championship. But
again, like they got a little dynasty or something going on over there. Baseball's going on, but y'all don't watch that shit either. So now what do we do?
The PGA, I watched the Masters this weekend a little bit.
That's sophisticated people shit, right?
You watched the what this weekend?
I watched the Open, not the Masters.
You watched the what? You watched the what? Which one? Which one? What?
Oh, man. What I really watched this weekend, I watched the finals and I watched Game of Thrones.
Okay, I'm about to keep it real. We keep it 100. Because I really watched it, and I was about to ask you some questions. I was like, hold on, he said you watched the what this weekend? Yeah, I understand. You won't watch the golf. You know, fucking Kyman ran away with it, man. I mean, you know, then, like, on the last Saturday, Sunday, he started laying up and shit. You know, I was just like, ain't nobody going to catch him, man. He was too far ahead. So it wasn't really dramatic because, you know, he was a fucking German, you know. And right now, you know, sports-wise, since we talk about sports, fucking World Cup's going on, sorry, right? How you feel about that?
The what cup?
World Cup. You know, FIFA World Cup, you know, when they play soccer every 4 years. And
oh,
shit.
The Stacking Cup World Championships.
Wow. No. Where all the countries come together, it's kind of like the Olympics, but the only sport they play in is soccer.
Oh, the Summer Olympics.
No. It's FIFA's. It's soccer, you know, when they kick the little ball, you know.
Dude, I have always wanted some Grand Hill Felines. The white ones with the blue. Line on the side, I always wanted them. They come back out.
Never mind, forget it, man. Just forget it.
Hey, real talk. I can't watch soccer at my house, but when you're in a bar atmosphere and everybody's going crazy, that's just fun.
So I mean, when you can't see it, it goes hard on mute.
I'll say that atmosphere, like it's a dope atmosphere to be in. I've been in some crowded bars watching soccer.
I tried to watch soccer like 3 different times for less than 5 minutes each time. I don't understand. I don't get it. And I don't see the reward of working that hard for 1 point. It's like being in high school all over again and trying to mack on the chicks. It's too much work for little reward, man. Fuck that.
What an analogy.
It's too much work, man. Them niggas be busting their ass, yo, and score 1 goal. That's why their celebrations be so crazy. I can't do it, man. I don't understand the countdown. I don't understand all the different periods. I don't know when the fucking car is coming out. And I just blame it on being an ignorant motherfucker. I'll just take that. I don't have the intestinal fortitude to sit down and watch a fucking soccer match. I don't. So I don't know shit about the World Cup. And half you motherfuckers, the same people that's tweeting about the World Cup right now, it's the same ones that were tweeting out Maya Angelou poems the day after they posted naked pictures on Instagram. Stop it. Y'all got to stop this shit, man. Just be real. You don't watch it, just say you don't watch it. You ain't got to be included. But you niggas trying to take off from work and log into your goddamn Time Warner cable accounts and use other people's Time Warner so you can look like you know what the fuck's going on, stop it. Y'all got to let this shit go, man. Now, Jerm, I know you're an international man of mystery. Are you up on soccer like that?
Actually, I am. I do own FIFA. I buy the soccer games. You know, I like soccer because, you know, I like playing FIFA, for one, because it's like basketball and football at the same time. It's kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? But, yes, I do watch the World Cup. I keep up with it. I'm not one of them posers. I actually fucking watch fucking U.S. We beat fucking Ghana. I was kind of pissed. The U.S. was playing fucking conservative. We was playing like some fucking Canadians, and we almost fucking lost this shit. Yeah, hey, I mean, look, Ghana tied that shit up because we was being conservative. We scored like in the first fucking minute, and I mean, like 30 fucking seconds. It was fastest goal in U.S. history, allegedly. And then Ghana fucking scored. Then we scored again like in the 86th minute, which you play 90 minutes in fucking soccer for the people that don't know.
But it counts down backwards or something, right?
No, it counts up to 90. And then like, you know, you might have a whistle or something, but it's a clock, like the clock keeps rolling the whole time. But like when they make stops and stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's a ref keeping time for your extra time. So, you know, like let's say the ball go out of bounds, you know, the clock gonna keep rolling, but the ref might stop the clock. So you never know how much time is on the clock. You know what I'm saying? So you just play until you hit a whistle, man, you know. Soccer is an ice sport, man. You know, the rules are right, it's just like basketball. Like it's like a basketball fast break. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what it is. You got to stay on sides, which means that there has to be a man behind your man. So if me and you going against each other, like I have to be the last man back before you can make a pass. So if you make a pass and your man pass my man, he's off sides. You know, that's just a simple rule, you know. But I mean, soccer's a big
deal. I think we have to stop, you know, stereotyping germ.
I told you, man. Listen, man, I am cold. Man, y'all motherfuckers think
he reads. He been outside the country. You know what I'm saying? This nigga knows soccer. He helped the kids. I'm just saying, man. Maybe Jerm can't do the real nigga quotes no more. I don't know if you're a real nigga no more, Jerm. I don't think that's appropriate. You should be like the real brother or something. We got to upgrade that whole situation.
Just because he likes soccer, man.
I mean that's extra. Like he not just likes soccer. He actually knows it. And then he went outside the country, so he got, you know. He got a little.
Are you saying that Jerm went from capital B black to lowercase b black?
Think that Jerm may be trying to get a max contract on us, is what I'm really saying. No. I think he might be trying to, because, you know, our contract been up with Nappy Afro for a while. And, you know, we didn't leave the way some of these other people left. We didn't go out on the air like Angie Martinez. We'll talk about that later. We sticking around. We ain't writing no more articles. We barely doing reviews and shit. GQ, I think you done more reviews than me and Jerm this year. By yourself. You know what I'm saying? We on the team, but we ain't really playing. We ain't clocking no minutes. We Dwayne Wade right now.
I thought we was the big three. We ain't the big three no more?
I don't think so, man. I think your boy Easy is coming up with his own group, his own version of the Shield, or NXT. And then next thing you know, we're going to be replaced, man. It's NWO is coming up, dog. I think we on our way out. So, you know, I see Jerm putting his bid in, is all I'm saying. Mm. Is he about to max contract on us? And I will take a pay cut to be part of Nappy Afro. I just let that be known right now. I want to stay with the team because ain't nobody else going to pay me to do what I do. But, Jerm, I see you trying to book it up. So, you know, props to Jerm, man. If y'all got suggestions for the Real Niggas Quote segment, what we should change the name to, and send those questions back in because Jerm is back, you know, let us know. But we can't call it Real Nigga no more.
Yeah, man. We got to be a little more progressive.
Sophisticated brother.
Can we call this the realest quotes?
The realest works. The realest works. Okay. Now, hopefully that means that the questions change. Because all the questions we get got to do with smashing somebody's friend's girl. Smashing somebody's girl.
I mean, basically,
girl.
Everybody just want to know, can they go raw in the side chick? That's basically 80% of y'all questions. can they go raw in the side piece? That's what y'all want to know.
I mean, you can if you like living risky, right?
Hey, all I heard is they got this untreatable gonorrhea coming out on the East Coast, and I don't want no parts of it.
Yeah, I'm not pineapples. I'm not a fan of that shit at all. There was some shit that happened the other day on Instagram, though. Social media.
Music. Whoa, it's all right. It's all right. Two things. One, I still got to know about this boiled rib stuff, and we got to talk about Game of Thrones because it's the season finale. But, yeah, Jeremy, what the hell is this boiled rib stuff? What's going on? Who's boiling ribs?
Like, this, like, nigga boil their ribs before they put them on the grill. Like, I've seen some people, like, that shit is disgusting. Like, for
How are you fitting the whole? That's a big ass pot.
You actually cut the ribs. So
violation,
you know,
number one.
Exactly. That's when I know somebody then boiled their ribs. I'm like, why the ribs cut? Like, you know, they're cutting, like, the slab is cutting, like, four, you know,
that, that's what they tell you, that bullshit. Oh, these are short ribs. No, you cut them short, nigga. These ain't short ribs. Stop it.
Well, they do have short ribs, all right. But I'm talking about,
You know that nigga Ted ain't cut them ribs, though.
Well,
they ain't short. He got some ribs with some scissors. But go ahead, man.
I mean, you know.
So they boil the ribs, and then they put them on the grill. Why are they boiling?
And I guess to get them soft. They say it make it cook faster, because they don't want to take the time to cook them on the grill. But you're cheating. You're boiling away all the goodness, though.
I don't like super soft ribs. That's why I don't like baked ribs, because they all super soft and shit. I like mine a little tough.
Whoa.
Pause.
Is that a pause?
I just don't like that. So, I mean, you like a tough rib? Like,
I mean,
you don't like tender ribs, like Blue. A tender rib, like, man, huh?
I mean, I don't want it hard as tree bark or some shit, but you know, I don't want it to be like just super. I don't like fall off the bone ribs. I don't.
What?
I don't.
Oh my god, that's like the fucking epitome of a fucking rib when that shit is just like, you pull that bitch off, you just be like, what? That's what you want. That's like perfection.
So wait. Are you, GQ, are you one of them niggas that eat, like, the gristle of shit? And
nah.
Okay. You know, some niggas just want that old, the sinewy shit.
No. I'm not cracking old shit. No, I'm not. Damn it, Jeremy, I didn't get the joke out.
My bad.
But not, it sounds weird. So you boil it on... I mean, are they halfway cooked? Like, how long you boil? That just sounds
weird. Just like shit. Yeah, you like boiling them, and then, like, you know, I guess today you're almost done, and then
that
you finish.
Like, that sounds like it'd be overcooked, then. If you're doing all that,
you finish them on the grill. You know, I guess you know, but I have baked them. See, just one time I put my wrapped them in foil, put my seasoning and everything on. I baked them in the oven on like 250 for like 3 hours, right? Then I put them on the grill. Man, them motherfuckers were so, like, tender. Like, them shits was crazy. Like, they were tender from the grill, from the oven, but they had the grill, like, you know, char on it. Man, that shit was delicious. But most of the time, I just throw them on the grill and just cook them that way, man, you know.
See, you know, I eat mine. Well, you know, when my pops makes his ribs, he lets his sit overnight in some Italian dressing, and he throws them on the grill, and then we'll spray them with some citrus juice on them, so... My ribs are a little bit different than a lot of people eat their ribs, so.
Yeah, that's some old pinky ring ribs right there, dog.
Hey, it's just delicious.
I do that for my chicken. That's what, you know, that's one of the secrets to my grilled chicken, man. Fucking, hey. I let it sit in the dressing, and I have some other seasons I let it sit in, but you know.
Oh, then, I mean, also you can let it sit in some of that frozen lemonade concentrate. That shit's under.
But yeah, that's gonna definitely break the meat down anyway. So it's gonna be fall off the bone when you're done with that shit, or at least it should be.
But I know, B just got full off that conversation.
Oh, sorry, right. the honey butter chicken biscuit, man. How did you like it, man? Tell me how you like
it. Hey, man, you know it wasn't bad at all. I do have a problem with extra messy ass food, so I was kind of pissed about that shit. It's like they just dipped the whole, they just poured the honey butter all over the shit. So that kind of aggravated.
Then you just feel your arteries just clogging up as you ate that. You just feel it like,
nigga, I heard my heart scream. I went to take a bite.
You just felt your heart going to overdrive.
No! My heart screamed. I was like, fuck you, nigga, I gotta try it. But the shit was actually pretty good, man. I don't know if I can do that every morning because the nigga was confused. I had to tell him to order three times. I was like, give me the honey butter chicken.
Oh, yeah, you went there, you did a jalapeno cheddar. I was like, yeah, it's all right. I said, you jumped into you ain't even see how the water was. You just jumped into the 12 feet. You just went extreme with it on your first go round. You told her, you said, hey, I want the full service. I want the Frank Sinatra and the damn Billy Joel. You just went for the, hey.
Hey, man. The sophisticated brother Jeremy told me that it was good, so I had to go for it. So man, I went for it, and dude, he was like, what? You want what? I said it again. And he was like, okay, so you want the jalapeno biscuit, and then you want honey butter on it? I was like, dude.
The honey butter chicken down on the jalapeno biscuit.
Yeah, I said it three times. And he was like, all right, so you want one of those? I was like, give me two.
You should have got the original, and you should have got the regular and in that one, so you could have the contrasting. Because that jalapeno cheddar biscuit is pretty fucking good, man.
Hey, I'm impressed, man. That might be the new thing. It might be the new thing. It's definitely better than Chick-fil-A, and that hurts me to say, because I'm a Chick-fil-A host.
I'm telling you, man, wait till you pass by Bojangles, all right, and you get that fucking Cajun filet biscuit, man. Whew, it's going to change your life, man.
Hey, man, like, I need something to help me get away from this goddamn Carl Jr.'s.
Mm. Oh, Hardee's? Oh, my God.
Man, that goddamn extra bacon thick burger.
I ain't want them in a minute.
Oh, my God. My cousin, I blame my cousin for my recent downfall. He's like, hey, man, you got to try it. I was like, dog, you talking about burger with barbecue sauce and onion rings and bacon? Like, that's heaven. Mm. He's like, man, you got to have this. And I went up there, and I go up there too often now,
Any of y'all ever try that brisket sandwich that Arby's had for a minute?
I've been wanting to try that. Is it gone?
I never tried it, but I just thought we were talking about all this different food, and I was like, we talked about that, like, Thanksgiving time and shit.
I meant to try it, man, but, you know, I didn't go, because there's only, like, two Arby's that I know of in the area. I'm sure Miss T. Lee could tell me that I've been slipping on, like, three or four more. Because I didn't think the fucking Waffle House was here. She told me that Waffle House was here, so I'm about to hit her up and find out where the shit is. But no, I haven't tried that yet. Jern.
Yo.
You tried that Arby's shit?
Man, the Arby's is on the other side of town. And so by the time, whenever I have a craving for Arby's, I pass too many restaurants and I always forget about going to Arby's. So I haven't been to Arby's in possibly maybe 3 years.
Damn.
It's been a while.
It's probably, yeah, and it's like, I want a beef and cheddar. Like, I want a beef and cheddar, man. And it's just like, you know, when do you get the cravings for Arby's? And it's sorry, man. I feel bad. I wish they had a 5 for 5. But then that shit done went up. It used to be five. Boy, I could fuck a 5 for 5 up by myself.
Wait, you used to get all 5 of those sandwiches?
Fuck yeah. Like, what?
And you ate all 5?
What I would do was, I would take 4 of the sandwiches and take the meat from them and put them on one. And then, yes,
shit.
So, and it was nothing. Like, that was nothing. Like, hey, come on,
but you know, you need a whole pile of the goddamn roast beef.
No problem.
Damn, that must have been. Never mind. Anyway, but Dairy Queen got a nice little $5 deal. You get the drink, you get the meal, and you get a Sunday $5 for lunchtime.
I don't trust the food at Dairy Queen.
Yeah, me neither, man. I can't do that, man. Like, back in the day, I heard that people used to go there on Sundays and get ice cream and shit. Like, I just don't see, like, my buddy, he went to, the $5. It's the $5 thing you just talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I can't do that with Dairy Queen.
Get the quarter pound bacon cheeseburger with the fries, the drink, and the Sunday, man.
They're a little too diversified for all that shit to be good. I mean, these niggas got Texas toast. They got goddamn bacon. They got ice cream. Some of this shit ain't cooked right. I just don't trust it, man. I don't trust it at all.
I mean, McDonald's had a McLobster sandwich.
Exactly.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
McDonald's had a lobster sandwich.
Yeah, it was like lobster bites. They supposedly some kind of lobster. Well, they was trying to pass for lobster. Chopped it up and put it on a bun.
You sure this wasn't Long John Silver's?
I'm positive. It was the McLobster.
Was it like in McBoston?
They only put it out in the East Coast, though. They didn't put it everywhere. It was a regional type thing. But it was on the internet. It was like, he was like, I ain't eating no goddamn McLobster from McDonald's.
Yeah, but they eat the McRib, so.
I don't even know what animal the McRib comes from.
It's probably best we don't know.
It's pork, man. It's nothing but, like, listen.
Nah,
it's platypus, dog.
If you go to McDonald's in the morning and order that little pork tenderloin biscuit, that's the same fucking thing as McRib, man. It's the same thing.
When did they get a pork tenderloin?
That's what,
That's what I'm wondering.
Had a pork tenderloin biscuit at McDonald's.
French, when did this happen?
Again, this is the reason, because I ain't never seen a goddamn... The only thing I see is a chicken biscuit at McDonald's in the morning.
They got a pork tenderloin biscuit they have there, like, they've been had there forever.
Are you serious?
I'm positive, and it's served in, like, it's like, yes.
Is this, like, the secret menu shit?
No, it's on the fucking menu. Pork tenderloin.
I've never heard of this shit. I think Jeremy...
That's like a hook if I know somebody knows the right word.
I think Jeremy, he got one nigga on the grill that's, you know, cooking up pork chops and shit on the side. That nigga Jeremy like, yeah, let me get a McGreen sandwich. And then he can go to the side and hook him some shit up.
I know niggas used to work at Sonic, used to put Boone's Farm in the shakes and shit. You can get an icy with Boone's Farm in it and shit.
What Sonic is that? I need to go. I need to get one of those.
But
go ahead, Diamond Mount.
Hey, no snitching. Damn. You know, GQ Blue, a.k.a. not that guy that I said 2 weeks ago does not snitch. But anyway, we went all the way left. Jared, man, what you think about Game of Thrones, man, season finale? Matter of fact, we ain't talked since three episodes ago. So, first off, man, how you feel about Oberyn getting DO like that, man?
Hey, man, that was fucking... I think he should have went ahead and... Killed the mountain while the mountain was down, and he got too close and the mountain got him. But it was fucking crazy that he got his fucking skull crushed.
You was talking that shit though, man. You was fucking him up for the first 3 minutes of that fight though.
Yes, he was, but that man was dangerous. And, I was telling my buddy, man, he thought it was gonna be a good. I said, man, it ain't no good in there. I said, man, this whole Stark family got killed. I said, there's nothing. I said, there's nothing safe. And he thought Oberyn was gonna win. I said, no, I don't think Oberyn gonna win, and he didn't. And I just wish he would have. You know, I don't know. I guess that would have made the story better because of what happened in the finale. That was fucking awesome.
Is that Game of Thrones that GIF is going around with the chick that looked like she light skinned with curly hair, like Hillary off Hillary Banks, and she's in the river taking a bath, some shit.
Yeah, that's Game of Thrones.
I need to watch.
Yeah, you do. That's a
Sunday. Somebody microphone loud as shit right now.
That's Jiki Blue outside in the wind.
That sounded suggestive. But nah.
GQ, your mic is really loud right now. Hang on. Now I can't hear you at all.
What about now?
Nah, you? Did you put the mic in another room?
No. I didn't change the mic. Is it all right now?
Nah, dog. It's like the microphone's in front of a fan and you're in another room yelling to it.
It sounds like somebody patting on a mic. No homo.
Hang on one second.
You straight now.
We straight? Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead, man. I didn't mean to interrupt y'all throne talk, but that's the only thing I had to add to this.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Yeah, she fine, dog.
I need to watch. Go ahead.
I mean, I knew as soon as he said that nigga gonna be his champion, I was like, ain't nobody gonna let that nigga over and win. But, I mean, he impaled that nigga in his chest, though. Like, he jumped up and hit him with that spear in the chest. I thought he was dead, but, you know. And nigga, the mountain's a beast.
Yes, he was. The fucking mountain. He's going to be the first fucking zombie ever.
I thought I would have liked the season finale more than I did. My nigga, the Hound had to go. My nigga, Tywin had to go. Even though my nigga, Tyrion was the one that killed him, but still.
Yeah, see, that's why I was mad. I had read some bullshit online, so I knew what was gonna happen. But I still, to see it play out like that, I was just like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, because I was just like, damn. But see, that's why I ain't read no more spoilers since then. So that's why I was just like,
well, see, I actually knew. See, I fucked around and read twice because I read. Mm-hmm. I knew that Oberyn was going to lose, and I knew that Ty was going to get shot. I didn't know he was going to be taking a shit when he got shot. But I mean,
yeah, I think that was a twist they did on it. Cause I think he ran up on him. Somewhere else in the book, so you know.
I mean, your daddy was fucking your girl though. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, man.
And called her a hoe.
Yes.
Are y'all look? Y'all making this shit sound more live than it can possibly be.
Sorry, no. It is. It is this live. Like, come on, man.
But you know, you don't want me. Once I start watching it, it's time to get canceled.
Sorry, I don't think you can stop this. You started watching Breaking Bad too, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think you can stop this train.
This show is more popular. They already said this show is more popular than Sopranos, than 6 Feet Under, True Blood. All they shows, The Wires, it's got more hits than all of them shows. I don't think you can stop it.
It's like the most illegally downloaded show ever. Like they say so many people watch it illegally. Like they were like, man, it's ridiculous. Like,
put it like this, all right. The season finale of the show was a dwarf, politically correct, a dwarf was trying to escape from the castle, walked past his father's room, saw the chick that he loved in his bed, went to his father, talked to him about it. His father said she was just a hoe. He shot her with an arrow in the chest.
Killed the hoe, too. Don't forget about him killing the hoe.
He killed his father and the hoe?
Strangled the hoe. Yeah, he strangled the hoe with a necklace I think he gave
her. God damn. Yeah,
I
might have to go ahead and give this shit a try. I mean,
yeah, listen, man, go ahead.
Hey, man, it show you how animals, how crazy white people are, man. Like, white people are fucking crazy, man.
I live in Texas. I already know how that goes.
So, I'm talking about how they was in medieval times. So, yeah, you know, exactly. In Texas, damn near medieval. Yeah, you right. Goddamn.
This shit is crazy, man. I guess I need to get on board and watch that shit.
You need to get on board, man. It's a great show. I'm guessing next season gonna be real big with Arya. I think she's gonna have a good season next season.
I'm kind of getting tired of her storyline. Like,
really?
Yeah, because I mean, like, what are you chasing? What are you doing, Arya? Like,
I mean, she living though. Real talk. The only storyline I don't like is Jon. I don't like anything with Jon Snow in it.
You don't like Jon Snow, but I think Jon Snow is gonna be an important person though. Some reason. I think because the way the Red Witch looked at him, she probably seen something in him and like, yo, this nigga, he's the real deal. So,
She gonna put them leeches on his dick?
She might. Wait, I mean, I don't know if he got king. He does. No, he doesn't have king's blood.
Well, I mean, his dad was Ned Stark, though, so.
But Ned Stark, was he the king of the North, though?
He was the king of the North.
No, that's what his brother used to say.
Well, yeah, I mean, he wasn't the king, but he was like the war, and then like Rob was like, "I'm the king of the North," so I mean, he's kind of royal, I guess, somewhat, a little bit.
Okay, but yeah, and then yeah, man, so yeah, what are we talking about?
I think and last part, and we can go on. I think Khaleesi got to die, man. I think Khaleesi got to die, man. Daenerys, I just don't see her living. She's way over her head.
No, but you got to understand, she's like fucking 15. You know what I'm saying? She's like. Yeah, like she's a kid, so of course she's gonna make mistakes. And then now that dragon that's loose, you know, when the buddy told Bronn, like, you know, hey, you're never gonna walk in, but you will fly. That's when her dragon got loose. Hey, she not gonna find that dragon.
It was so much hope in his voice, though. He's like, "Am I gonna walk again?"
Yeah,
like,
am I gonna walk?
He's like, "Nigga, no."
You're pushed out of a building, like.
Like, what you mean?
You better wait till like 2,100 to make them cyborg legs. Yeah.
Oh, like, and Cersei's all the way wrong for fucking Jaime. That was weak.
Hey, man, listen, I'm being honest. Cersei looks so fine to me. Cersei, really? I was just, hey, man, that's my baby, man. I tell you, man, hey, I love me some Cersei, man.
I wanted Jaime to feel just a little bit bad for, you know, I mean, he's never felt bad for fucking his sister, but still. I wanted him to just be like, that was way too easy. Like, you was just mad at this chick 2 episodes ago for trying to kill Tyrion, and all of a sudden, give me some Jaime. She's like, oh, okay. Clear the table off and everything.
He loved his sister, man. That means his baby mom.
That was gross, though. She's like, my lover, my brother. And she, like, tugged on. I was like, ugh, gross.
Man, sure has everything, including incest.
Incest, dog. Yes, man.
May not be watching that.
Nah, man, come on. Yeah. They're not real brothers and sisters, but they do have 2 kids by each other.
Oh, come on.
They had like
3 kids,
didn't they?
Tom and Joffrey. Nah, I think it was Tom. Yeah, yeah, and it's an older one, too. Yeah, you're right.
And then they had the girl.
Yeah, you're right. It is 3 of them.
She was like, I'm going to tell them. And Ty was like, tell me what? Like, he was just over the 9. He's like, I'm going to tell everybody. I don't care if they laugh. He's like, tell me what?
He's like, that's not true.
Man.
So she can't tell people now, because then if she tell people now, then they're going to know that he's not, Tommen is not
the king.
Yeah, because then that's going to, you know, Stannis is going to be the king.
Stacking with that new armor, and shit, came through killing everybody.
Stannis came through like just whopping everybody. Told Buddy like this, like, listen, man, I will kill all you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
But your boy was like, hey, we wild. We don't battle no damn kings. What you talking about?
Yep. He was like, yeah, we are buddy. We just trying to get inside this wall because it's about to go down and we need protection. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, man. Watch Game of Thrones, all right, man. We can go on for days about this, man.
Yeah, we can have a whole episode of Game of Thrones stuff.
Yes, we could.
But you got like 5 months before it comes back on again, so go ahead and watch All Right.
I guess I have to catch up on that shit then. I mean, you know, that way it won't get canceled. They already be working on next season. You don't have to worry about that shit. The last bit of news that the boss wanted us to talk about, that's on our outline here, is the T.I. versus Azealia Banks situation.
Mm.
Now, of course, in true All Right fashion, I didn't do all the research on this shit.
Uh-oh.
I don't know
me
what
neither.
It's about. All I know shit. Is that apparently Azealia Banks made some kind of sly comment about Tiny being mediocre.
She said she couldn't read.
Why would that even make sense? Why is he that mad about that? Anyway, T.I. went the fuck off and called her a thought bot. What was the official? I know you saw the Instagram, GQ. What was the official rant?
He said you ugly thought bot, herpes mouth, gonorrhea breath, thought bot bitch. Mm. Don't ever come by my family. I will see about you. And you will get gacked.
So a couple things. It's kind of ironic that he said the herpes mouth thing. But how old
Whoa,
is Azealia Banks?
Wait, what?
Well, you know, they always talk about that mark on T.I.'s mouth, if it's herpes or if it's a scar.
So it's a scar, man.
Right, but it's kind of ironic that he said it. How old is Azealia Banks?
I think she's like 25.
24. Yeah,
how old is T.I.?
Like 32, 33.
Okay, so is it cool for a grown-ass man to be arguing with a chick that much younger over social media?
What if I was provoked?
Yeah, but you just went at fucking at the champ. You just tried the champ about your girl. Now you fight another chick about your girl. You need to fix something. I don't know.
Well, I would lace the streets with a hot rumor I heard, but I ain't gonna do that. I tell y'all, I don't even want to put it out there like that.
Mm. Might as well. Nobody listens to us.
Nah, man, I'm not gonna do that.
What are you talking about? We got 1.5 million listeners, dog. What are you talking about?
I was just trying to get Jeremy to tell us.
No, I want to do it. I tell y'all when we stop.
But do you think it's worth? First of all, did he go off accurately for a 32-year-old man?
Me personally, I don't like when grown men argue with women. I don't think you can win any way you go at it, because once you argue with a woman, with a younger, once you get in an argument with them, you know, you can't win, because everybody was like, oh man, how he gonna check her like that? You know what I'm saying? You know, but T.I. did swing on Floyd, so he can't say like, oh, he wouldn't say that to no nigga. So, you know, but still though, you don't win arguing with the female rappers at all.
I feel like he's just too old for that shit. Yeah. And why is she saying anything about Tiny at all? Mm-hmm. I don't understand what the purpose of that is at all.
She said something about Tiny not being able to read and going on TV, because I guess it came out, because Tiny had like a GED or something like that. She dropped out of high school.
Yeah, of course. She was fucking making music and touring the world. Of course she dropped out of school. But why is that? Like, I'm rich, bitch. Where's your legacy to say anything about what I'm doing?
Where was she signed to? Where's Azealia Banks signed to? It wasn't Grand Hustle, was it?
I still have no idea. These checks are definitely going to be short.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop talking, because we losing all kind of money.
Well, shit, if you stop talking, then the show's over, because we ain't got nothing to say about this bitch.
I mean, listen, like I said, man, who knows, man? I think Azealia Banks get more. She's one of the people that get more talk for her antics than her music, because, like I said, it's three of us on here, and I can't name more than, like, that song 212 or some shit like that, and I can't even remember none of her, you know, like, I know more antics than I know her songs. And
she's a black Create Shaw.
Yeah, exactly. With a little more talent,
remember when
I
she
guess.
Was supposed to take, when she was supposed to take over the world, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All these motherfuckers are study taking over. They the hot thing for 1 second.
Oh!
What happened?
Oh, so you know, Easy posted up the new T.I. and Iggy Azalea song, No Mediocre, on the site, which is nappyafro.com, the dopest site on the internet. Shout out to Be Easy. But he posts, so he has a song called No Mediocre. So Azealia Banks went on Twitter and said, No Mediocre, but have you seen your wife?
That's what started it. Yes.
I thought No Mediocre was in response to the first thing she said.
Mm-mm. So, okay. Azealia Banks is making comments about somebody else's looks.
Mm-hmm.
That's, nigga, please. She did it herself with that. Now, granted, she might have been on, I'm not going to get us in that beef. But still, she made a comment about his wife's looks and then said she couldn't read. So then T.I. came back at her and laced her on Instagram. And that's what this beef is about. That's where it stands right now.
So wait, no. So this happened afterwards because when she posted that, T.I. responded and said, "I mean, damn, bitch, can you just ever worry about yourself?"
Now that's a valid "I'm a boss" kind of response. Like, bitch, do better. I get that. But then, what prompted the tirade?
It says, and this is from our well-connected sources, our international sources. It says the beef between T.I. and the 212. It says the beef between T.I. and the 212 rapper started when the Grand Hustle rapper announced he would be the executive producer on Iggy Azalea's album after she landed on the 2012 SSL Freshman Class issue. Azalea's vocally bashed the Australian rapper through social media, calling the curvy blonde a racist for her runaway slave master. And then I guess that's when the beef started originally, and then she goes on Twitter talking about T.I.'s wife and he called her the musty mouth, thought bot, gonorrhea, herpes bitch, something.
So, she going after T.I. and his family because they supporting a business she don't like.
I guess so.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, man. It's T.I. got enough shit. He don't need to be worried about this no more. Like, you got two strikes. You really got three, but somehow you skipped that third one. You just need to, you know, sick somebody on her. You know, Young Dro ain't doing shit. Send Young Dro after. He ain't got another album coming out. Make that shit happen. But otherwise, there's no reason for you to be dealing with this shit. Let's get our winners and losers. Get the fuck out of here, man. Jern, you got any winners and losers this week, bro?
I'm going to go with my winners this week are... Hey, GQ Blue, mute your mic real quick, son. Let me get this out.
Good. Nah, man, mute your shit.
Man, just mute it. Just hit mute.
All right.
Oh, shit, man. Hey, man.
Look, y'all niggas, man. That's all I can say. Go ahead, bro.
Hold on, man. Let me see. Hey man, my winners this week, man. I guess all the fucking the progressives by putting heat on the fucking Redskins, get them to change their name. Hopefully they said the Redskins ain't budging, but we'll see if they can get this done in 20 years. They say it probably won't happen for 20 years, but you know, we'll see. My losers this week, I'm gonna go with O'Shea off of Love and Hip Hop because motherfucker, you left your girlfriend house, but your car ran out of gas and you had to call her and get some gas money to leave to make your dramatic exit, as she say. And so O'Shea, you're my loser for the week.
O'Shea like Ice Cube?
No, O'Shea like some gay ass model ass nigga that go with Erica Dixon. Yeah. Oh, and people. Keep looking out, Nappy Afro. Me and Beezy about to have this big ass project coming. We're gonna rape the ladies of Love and Hip Hop in a special. I'm not gonna tell you how we're gonna do it, cause this is gonna fucking rock niggas' heads. No homo, and it's gonna be fucking awesome. So yeah, look out for that.
I guess my winners and losers would be my winner is Angie Martinez. Angie Martinez decided to announce her retirement today after 25 years on Hot 97. I can't say that I know a lot about, you know, listening to her live. But I know if you listen to anything in hip hop in the 90s, it was Angie Martinez usually got the drop first. A lot of great interviews with Jay-Z and shit like that. So, you know, props to Angie Martinez. It sounds like Hot 97 is on the outs. That's usually what happens once you bring the cameras into your house. Shit falls apart. You know, they got that TV show.
I mean, but it was a 16th ranked show anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wasn't top nothing. They wasn't, you know, number one or nothing. Like, they was
16th ranked on TV or 16th ranked on VH1?
16th ranked radio show, like they morning show or whatever. Because when she part of the morning show?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, their show was garbage. Like, the numbers was low. Like, Ebro stepped down and tried to help the rank, the ratings, you know, but.
Yeah, but, you know, it's still iconic radios. You know what I'm saying? It's still iconic shit. So, she definitely going to be my winner for that, you know, props. My loser this week has got to be your boy Stevie J, man.
How's Stevie J ever a loser?
Hey, well, you know, this time he ain't paying for the kids, man. Oh, you're not paying child support, then I got to give you that loser tag.
Yeah.
All that money you made.
But we got to hear both sides. Got to hear both sides.
I don't know. You're not paying your child support. It's a wrap.
What if I'm doing for him? I'm not paying my child support.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you Stevie J. You got 2-3 houses, 4-5 wives, 6-7 side bitches. You should be able to pay your child support if nothing else.
Yeah, you part owner Hip Hop Weekly.
Yeah, I think, you know.
You got a nightclub called Sleazy and Zeno's.
Yeah, I think you should be paying your child support, bro. I don't know what the hell's going on, but that's
married to the Puerto Rican princess.
Prince?
Prince, yeah, the Puerto Rican prince. I like that.
But yeah, that's my loser for the week.
Looking like Juan fucking Gonzalez out there. Motherfucker. Looking like, what's your boy name? Used to hold the bat all funny and shit.
Oh, Juan Uribe, not Uribe, shit, I know you're talking about, I heard his name in a minute.
Julio Franco.
Yeah, god damn, I'm mad that shit is dead on, I will never be able to unsee that shit, that is horrible, god damn. Hey, yeah, that's my winners and losers, man. GQ, go for it, bro.
I guess my winner this week is Saul Wright.
Saul
Wright's my winner for the fact that you said the funniest shit I've ever heard or say on any of the Frocast or Four Horsemen. When you said wasn't it like the title would take milk laying down on the face?
Man, I'm telling you, no, I didn't know that shit was happening. Ghostwriter, man.
That shit was the funniest shit I ever heard.
Ghostwriter, man. I didn't do that shit.
So Saul Wright's my winner. My losers, I have two losers. One is Kurt from Love & Hip Hop. Like, dude is the worst tough guy ever.
He's still on the show?
he mean mugged Rashida's mama. Like, he mugged her in the face.
Hey, how is his
bastard
still on this show?
He mushed it too now. Don't forget about it. He mushed it too now.
Yeah, I said he mushed it.
Yeah.
Holy
shit.
Like, I saw, I got my whole timeline. Monday, we were trying to retweet the wrestling show. Was all, hey, ladies, if y'all want me to go and shoot Kurt, I'll do it. I had like 30 women retweeting niggas threatening to kill Kurt off of that shit.
When did Kurt do such a heel turn? Like, the first season, that nigga was crying and trying to save the relationship. And the next thing you know, he was like, fuck that bitch, fuck that baby, fuck your mama. Man,
they told him, they said, y'all about to get up off the show if y'all don't get some drama. Like, y'all niggas just, y'all boring as hell. Y'all dull as hell with y'all little lovely ass life and shit. So they said, turn it up a notch, man.
Yeah, he's the worst heel ever. And then my second loser is Delta Airlines for the picture they put out. They tried to tweet about USA Ghana. They had a picture and they said USA, congrats USA beating Ghana, and it was a picture that said 2-1, and on the two side it was the Statue of Liberty, and then on the Ghana side it was a picture of like the Sahara with a giraffe, and there were no giraffes in Ghana.
Why not? Cause they ate them all.
Oh my god.
Why are there no giraffes in Ghana? I'm just asking.
They're just not native to Ghana.
How am I supposed to fucking know? There's nothing native to Ghana. Yeah, have you ever heard about Ghana? Have you read up on Ghana, GQ Blue? It's like one of the poorest countries in the world. I know it ain't no giraffe.
Actually, it's not one of the poorest countries in the world. Ghana's actually pretty industrious.
No.
GQ's
I know
there.
Some Ghanaians. I have you saying.
So I met the vice president of Ghana. I met that guy.
See, that's how low on the bar he is. You met him. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, man. Like, he had no detail either. You probably was like, oh, y'all was at Swenson's at the same time. He was just like, yo, you. He was like, oh, I'm the vice president of Ghana. He was like, oh, for real? He was like, yeah.
That's so horrible, dog.
Like, they announced his order, and GQ was like, oh, I thought that was mine.
Yeah. Hold on. No,
vice president.
I had a double sweet meat.
y'all niggas are so cool, damn.
I had the double sweet meat. Some ridiculous shit.
You ain't gotta pause that nigga shit.
Hey, man, that was your order. Man. That was your order. That was your order.
Hey, man, get your shout out so we get the fuck out of here, man.
Hey, man. Shouts go out to the whole nation, man. Eric, fuck with us on a weekly basis, man. RT3, man. Everybody else, man. You all know who y'all is, man. Ruling myself. All y'all to fuck with us, man. Ooh, excuse me.
GQ?
So this shout out is pretty heartfelt. Shout out to the Network Center for Community Change, man. It was a organization here in Louisville, community-based organization, did a lot of good work. It's closing July the 11th. I never seen an organization put in that much work and that much good, man. You know, no politics, no egos, man. Going straight to the source. We were going to, you know, the roughest neighborhoods and talking to people and asking them, you know, how we could help. So for them to be closing down tomorrow is pretty, next month is pretty sad. So I love the network, man. Everybody in the network, you know, shout out to y'all. Also shout out to Who's Who for putting me in their book, Who's Who 2014, Louisville.
Putting who in their book?
They put GQ Blue in the book.
GQ Blue is in the book?
Yeah, GQ Blue. Yeah.
Wow. That was going to be my winner of the week because I forgot about it, but I'm glad you said it because I was definitely bringing it up. That's fucking awesome, man. I know somebody that's on the Who's Who. Is this, what was the category of it? Like, Who's Who, most, next black person to blow up, most, you know, what is it?
So my category was community leaders.
Oh, look at that.
So wait a minute. GQ Blue that's on this show that slanders women and kids and anybody with a pulse. Even those without a pulse. It's a Who's Who in a book that people can go out and buy and put their hands on and read about?
No. That's another GQ Blue.
Oh,
I'm shouting out that GQ Blue for being in the book. So,
okay.
Shout out to the other. That's GQ Blue BLU.
With an E on the end, yeah.
I'm GQ Blue BLU. So, you know, shout out to that Blue. He's a pretty cool guy. And then, of course, shout out to Q. Hey, Q. Beat you to it, motherfucker.
Good job. You see, hey, we boxing you out, so all right. We boxing you out now.
should have been the same since that hug show, man.
Yeah, I told you, man. It's all right now, man. Can't grant you LA. I see you, man. No, man.
And to the nation, man, everybody that rocks with us, man. Y'all rock with us, so we rock with y'all, man. Love y'all, and I'm out.
Hey, man, you know, the usual suspects, man. You know, props. Tracy May, hold your head. All my folks, hey, we appreciate y'all rocking with Nappy Afro, man. We are all over social media. Nappy Afro or Frocast on Stitcher, on iTunes, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Pinterest. What else we on, Jern?
Christian Mingle.
Black People Meet.
Plenty of Fish.
We still got a Black Planet page.
Black Planet MySpace. What else?
Is that it?
Yeah, that's about it.
We might be on Tiny Chat or some shit like that, too.
Booney Torrents, Snapchat, all that. You know what I'm saying?
That's about it, man. So we're everywhere, man. Look us up. And there'll be another episode next week of the Frocast, NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Rice and Bird, sitting in with King Germ and GQ Blue. We'll holler at you next time on NappyAfro.com. And we out. Peace.
Peace.
All right, now what's the secret that you didn't want to tell us?
Yeah, that's about to ask.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, a.k.a. The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.